Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature, made possible by the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust. I'm Michael Atwood. Insidious. Treacherous. Dangerous. Words used to describe most wanted criminals and terrorists. But as spring approaches, these words are often used to describe the unwelcome garlic mustard, an unrelenting invader of forests across Indiana and the eastern United States. All plants must compete for sunlight and soil nutrients to survive. But garlic mustard doesn't play nice. It has an arsenal of tactics to overwhelm the competition. It can produce an unbelievable number of seeds annually, as many as 3,000 seeds per plant. It adds chemicals to the soil that prevent the growth of other plant species. It's also very tolerant of low light levels. A member of the mustard family, garlic mustard was introduced into the U.S. from Europe in the 1860s. Young leaves smell distinctly of garlic or onion when crushed, hence its name. Why is it so bad that a plant is thriving in our forest? Given its high seed production and ability to spread rapidly, garlic mustard quickly outcompetes native spring woodland plants such as spring beauty, trilliums, trout lily, and many others. Because it begins growing very early in the spring, garlic mustard has a head start on other flowering plants and tree seedlings. It's unfortunately not uncommon to find forest floors carpeted with nothing but garlic mustard.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information on garlic mustard and what the Conservancy is doing to stem the onslaught available at nature.org/Indiana.